At Arlington National Cemetery today, Army Corporal Stanley J. Lipinski was buried with full military honors. He was killed in Baghdad on June 11th. Rebecca Zisch was Lipinski's girlfriend. She's a regular commentator for member station KNPR in Las Vegas, and she sent us this remembrance.
Remembered, Army Corporal Stanley Lipinski was killed last week in Iraq when a roadside bomb exploded near his
Army
Humvee.
Corporal lived here in Las Vegas.
In less than one day, I was interviewed by two newspapers and four television stations, and that was just the beginning. Everyone wants to know about Stan. Who was he? Why will I miss him? Stan cannot be summed up in sound bites for the media. And as a respite from trying, we gathered at Champagne's Cafe in Las Vegas last Sunday to remember him. Surrounded by good music, red velvet wallpaper, cheap drinks, and each other, it was just the way Stan would have wanted it.
All right. I wrote this song for Stan the other night. I guess I'll play it for you guys, too.
Cheers, here's Stan. Hold him up high.
Yeah, hold him up high, please.
The fact is that Stan Lipinski deserves an entire book dedicated to him, like one of the non-fiction historical tomes that he read so voraciously. And he deserves someone to write an album's worth of songs about him, like one of the punk, garage, rockabilly, or western swing albums that he loved so much. And he deserves someone to tell stories about him the same way that he could hold his friends as a captive audience as he told us about something he was passionate about. But none of those things will happen, because Stan died in Baghdad on June 11th. Like so many Gen Xers, he had trouble finding his niche, but we found each other and all of our other friends in record stores and bars in Las Vegas. He was the smart one, the reliable one, with friends and coworkers and family, but he always wanted more. When the World Trade Center fell, Stan finally saw his future clearly. He was adamant about joining the Army, not any other military branch, and it had to be the infantry, despite the fact that he was already in his 30s and held a bachelor's degree. If he was going to police the world, it was going to be the way generations before him had done it, on the ground, with guns in hand. When he told me he was going to enlist, he was smiling. I was startled, but not surprised. Stan had the silhouette of the former football player that he was, and it was easy to picture him in a uniform. The honesty and assuredness he exuded was not only what drew me to him in the first place, but what would make him a good soldier. When I got the news of his death, I was already counting the days until his scheduled leave in July. At the bar, Stan's friends told stories, gave toasts, and sang songs, and through it all, the consensus was evident. We understand why Stan needed to trade his band t-shirts and leather jacket for an Army uniform, but none of us would have done it, and now that he's gone, we damn sure wish he hadn't. I will love and miss Stan forever, and I plan to live my life in a way that honors him, the man he was, and would have been.
Rebecca Zisch is a college professor, writer, and singer in Las Vegas. She is a regular commentator for KNPR, Nevada Public Radio.